Hello, everybody. This is only the second time I'm trying to record a podcast, and I'm still a bit nervous about it, and especially so this time because I'm going to be talking about my initial experiences with colon cleansing, and as some people have told me, it could be too much information. Anyway, I had my first experience with colon cleansing a few weeks ago, and I really had no idea what to expect, but I wanted to try it because of what I've read in a lot of places, but also most recently in Matt Monach's book called Raw Success. I felt like I was a bit constipated now chronically all of the time, and my bowels weren't working as well as they should. And also I was interested in seeing whether colon cleansing could help my body detoxify more completely. I had to spend 10 days in Australia, so I thought that was a good opportunity to give it a try, and I found a business called Body Pure in Parramatta near Sydney, and I booked myself in for my first ever colon cleanse. When I went into the room, again, I wasn't sure what was going to be in there, but there was a large piece of apparatus. It was like a really big chair, a chair where you lean back at about 45 degrees or maybe a bit more, and your legs go up over a large hump at the end of the apparatus. Underneath your buttocks is something like a small flushing toilet, but you sit on it with your legs over the apparatus, leaning back comfortably. And it reminded me something like the position that women have or can have when they're giving birth, but it's not the same. So you take off your lower clothing and you get on the machine and you cover yourself for a modesty with a towel. And then the expert places a small hose in your rectum. And it doesn't go in very far and it's quite painless. And this hose now constantly pumps in water into your colon at around about body temperature. So it's very comfortable and it's not very strong. It's just a constant flow of water into your colon. And the idea is that your colon gradually fills up with water, and at some point it will trigger the natural urge to evacuate all of the water that's in your colon. It's impossible for the water to go into your small intestine because of valves that are built into our systems. So at first I wasn't very comfortable evacuating the water, and the water built up and I began feeling very bloated and a bit sore in the belly. So the experts stopped the water flow until I was able to evacuate the water. And it's just like a normal evacuation that you might have, and again that might be too much information. The hose stays in place and the anus expands to allow the evacuated material to flow out, mostly the water. So the water keeps flowing in constantly, the bowels gradually fill up again, and it prompts the peristalsis, which is the normal contraction of the bowel to evacuate the material. And this goes on over and over for 45 minutes in my case. The material that's evacuated flushes down the mini toilet that's built into the chair, and it's under your buttocks. But you can observe what's being evacuated because it passes through a long piece of clear plastic piping. At first, the evacuated material was very clear, basically just looking like the water. But the water in your colon gradually softens the hardened materials that can be stuck on the sidewalls of the bowel. And after about 10 minutes, I noticed some very dark material starting to evacuate. And there was a lot of it. It really surprised me. But then after a while, it went back to being quite clear. Then I had a strange phase where the evacuation seemed to have a light brown, almost honey colour. It's very strange. And I was told that was liver bile. I'm not sure whether I remember that properly. But then after that, it was clear again. And then about 30 minutes into the colon cleansing, there was a second phase of very dark material being evacuated. And again, I was surprised by how much. So it's possible that the water was really softening material that was on the sides of the bowel and allowing it to be evacuated. And finally, I had about 10 minutes of basically clear evacuations. So to finish, the water gets turned off, and you just slowly sit up and the hose falls out. It's not very much of a problem at all. Then there's a small handheld rinsing hose that you can cleanse yourself with and paper to dry yourself off. And it's all done. Rather painless and and generally a good feeling of evacuating. So afterwards, I felt a really amazing sense of lightness when I was walking. Just in general, I felt very light. And I definitely felt that everything in my bowel had been eliminated. At least that's the feeling that I had. So one interesting thing was that after I had the colon cleanse, I didn't have a normal bowel movement for the next 2 days. And apparently that's normal, and it can even be much longer. But after 2 days, things started working again. Because of a lot of the things that I've read, especially Matt Monarch's book, Raw Success, I decided to have a follow-up colon cleanse 4 days later. And that's basically the idea is that because you empty your colon, it's like emptying the garbage, your body can suddenly release a lot more toxic waste into the bowel because it's clear, and it's a good idea to have a follow-up colon cleanse. So I went through exactly the same process, and again, I was amazed at how much material was evacuated. Very similar to before, after about 10 minutes, a lot was evacuated, then mostly clear. But around about the 30-minute mark, a rather large amount of dark material being evacuated again. Again, afterwards, I had the same sense of lightness. So generally, my experience with colon cleansing was fine. It wasn't a problem. It was less invasive than I thought it was going to be, and it was rather simple. It's just gently putting water into your colon, letting it loosen up material so that it can be expelled from your body. So the real question now is, what was the result of these two colon cleanses? And the main thing that I notice is a real change in the way my bowel's working. I'm having a bowel movement every day now, and that's still the case 3 weeks afterwards. And this wasn't happening before the colon cleansing. And I'm also finding that the bowel movements are much easier, and a fair amount is being evacuated each time. It actually seems like more is being evacuated than I'm eating. So I can notice a definite difference in how my body's functioning in that way, but apart from that, I can't say I notice anything else. Hopefully the colon cleanse has opened up the capability for my body to detox more easily, so more of the toxins are being dumped into my colon and being released. And I guess I'll see whether I notice any future improvements in the weeks to come. But colon cleansing overall, I have to say it was less of a problem than I thought it was going to be. And it's something that I think I would consider to do again in the future on some sort of regular basis. I might look at having some colon cleansing every 6 months or something like that. But definitely, I was a bit afraid of what it was all about and what would happen at the beginning. But afterwards, I have to say, it's not a big deal and a fairly simple process. And considering the sorts of toxins and foods that we ingest these days, the chance of having a clogged up colon with material in there that we don't really want stuck to the sides of the colon is probably fairly real. And this simple process can help eliminate that and hopefully allow our bodies to work well and detoxify well. So that's all I have to say on this topic, and thank you for listening. Bye.